Master Sergeant Callie Pitt had no part in the festivities going on at Government House, but had come to the hotel bar across the street to meet the renowned Master Sergeant MacRobert, retired, in person. After the first introductions, he had insisted on buying her drink because, he said, he was now a loafing REMF and she still worked for a living. She knew better. He might not be in uniform, but he was far from retired, and she doubted that his assignment to Slaughter Key's Defense Department would keep him out of uniform for long.
So, how did you personally meet Admiral Bond?
I damn near blew her head off.
That sounds like an interesting introduction.
You know most of it. We were in Sabine's system. She was on that little unarmed freighter. You knew that. We were supposed to check out every ship in the system, including hers, and pick one to stow commanders of ships on and one to use as a courier. The usual.
My experience has not heretofore included system invasions. I'm presuming you were hired for this?
We were hired, supposedly, by a legitimate government to pressure Sabine into something. I wasn't clear on what. Seize the main space station, seize shipping, and hold it. At any rate, it was a routine boarding, and I was impressed that she was being as by the book as we were, until an idiot crewman tried to ambush us. I did try to push her out of the way, but instinct takes over. She took damage. The other fellow died. We got her back to our surgeons, and they fixed her up.
Pitt did not want to detail the injuries, not to someone who looked so twitchy. She hadn't expected this reaction exactly. He knew what she and Mackenzie thought of Kai Vada. They hadn't intended to hurt her. It had been an accident. Surely he understood that. He looked to be a good 10 years older than she was, but that meant little if he had the skills.
An odd beginning. I understand you requested this assignment to be with her.
I did. She was remarkable in several ways. You've heard about the rest of the Sabine thing, how she handled a mutiny of the prisoners we put aboard her ship. I thought she'd make a great officer in our company, and told my CO that. He said try to recruit her. I wasn't surprised to find out she'd had military training.
MacRobert sipped his drink.
Yes, I knew about that. What I don't quite understand, and forgive me if this is too blunt, is why she wanted anything to do with you.
I don't get it either. Usually, when you almost kill someone, either they go all appeasing and clingy, or they want you dead. She decided to be grateful we'd saved her, held no grudge for the incident, and I don't think she'd know how to be clingy if you gave her a college course in it.
No, she wasn't one of those isolated kids when she came in, but she wasn't always looking for someone to follow, either. That's what made it so infuriating when they had to cut her loose. I'm sorry, Callie. I didn't mean to go all protective and prickly. You've been straight with us so far, and I'm sure you did what you could. But with all that happened to her and her family...
No worries. She was angry enough with me when she found I told you she was alive after that battle at Moray.
Ah, I gathered that from what she sent Grace.
Pitt noticed he didn't refer to the Rector of Defense by her title, which was out of character for someone with his background. She asked no questions, but came to her own conclusions, and also that they were of no military significance.
My round.
MacRobert nodded, smiling, and she gave the order to the bartender.
My CO wants me to stay in touch with you.
I have no objection, as long as it's fine with my seniors, and right now it is.
What do you think of Cascadia so far?
Not enough fly fishing streams in range. Otherwise, a nice enough place to visit. What about you?
They discussed vacation spots for the next hour or so, watching as the line of arrivals across the street died away, and then the shiny green cars began to line up once more to take the guests away. Pitt had long since decided that MacRobert was charming and deadly, a combination she liked very much.
I think the celebration's breaking up over there. Are you on escort duty, or would you like another round?
I should get back. My boss wants a written report on the evening, and I need to debrief a few people, so I should catch the next shuttle up.
I hope to see you again, then. You're welcome to stop by if your duties take you to Slaughter Key. Grace would love to meet you.
As duty takes me.
MacRobert stood politely as she slid out of her seat and turned away.
As duty takes us all.
Master Sergeant Callie Pitt had enough rank to get a seat in the forward compartment of the shuttle, since all the officers who'd gone downside to attend the reception were staying overnight. She could have stayed, would have stayed, if a certain other senior NCO hadn't been so obviously not looking for company. But better to get back aboard and sleep in her own bunk if no more was to be gained. The chatter in the shuttle's lounge area, juicy as it was. Rafe Dunbarger had attacked Kai Vada's former boyfriend in public at the reception, seemed too far-fetched to be of interest. She overheard four different versions of it, from a mild rebuke, well, maybe, to both participants having screamed obscenities at each other until separated by security. Unlikely. Whatever had happened, she was sure, was none of her business. And the facts of what had happened would show up eventually in the official report of someone who had been there. She dozed lightly on the way up and waited until the troops and civs in the rear compartment, some slightly boozy, had exited before she left. With luck, she wouldn't have to notice any of them. Their respective shore patrols would pick them up before she got there. From the shuttle dock, Pitt moved briskly toward the Mackenzie docking area, out at the tip of one of the lower branches. Stupid design for a space station, but she didn't have to live here. Then she saw a too familiar movement in the huddle ahead of her across the corridor. The uniforms weren't Mackenzie, which meant it wasn't technically her business. A mix of USD and Slaughter Key and Cascadian and Nexon, none of whose own security forces seemed to be in the area.
Here!
The back row turned, stared at her a moment, then edged away.
What's going on?
Nothing to concern you.
The rash youngster took another look at the rack of medals on her dress uniform, the stripes up her sleeve.
Disorder concerns me. As guests on Cascadia Main Station, where by Cascadian law, rudeness is punishable, it should concern you as well. Now, what's going on?
Pitt walked up to them as if she owned the place. They moved aside reluctantly. In a heap on the deck lay a man in a Slaughter Key dress uniform, with the pips of a sub-lieutenant on his shoulder, a Bailey's Reef ship patch, a single narrow stripe on his sleeve, and entirely too much blood on the deck under his head. He stirred slightly. At least he was breathing.
Well, I'd say you have something to answer for. Names and ships, if you please.
One on the far side took off running, but the others, now shame-faced and shuffling their feet, mumbled names and ship assignments into her recorder.
And why precisely should I not immediately call station security and have you arrested?
A thick-set woman in Bissonette's lighter blue gestured angrily.
He deserved it! Bastard trashed the commander.
Commander?
Admiral Vada. I was there when that ISC man towed him off. Worthless pile of trash!
She made to nudge the fallen man with the toe of her boot. Pitt stopped her with a look.
They were friends, and I was at the academy with them. I knew that, and then he turned against her after she left. I didn't know about the letter and the ring, though, until tonight.
Pitt had hoped she'd left the gossip behind her, but clearly not. Someone probably called Cascadia Station from the planet, and of course the story had grown with each repetition. Junior officers left behind on Cascadia Station, bored, possibly drunk, had leapt on it with enthusiasm and come to meet the shuttle. She suspected that the story now included much that never happened, though she wondered what letter and what ring he was talking about.
Admiral Vada put whatever happened to her behind her. If she isn't pursuing it, you shouldn't either. It dishonors her to have people who claim to admire her brawling in the station corridors.
I don't want him on our ship.
The Slaughter Key sub-lieutenant, too, had a Bailey's Reef ship patch. Stubbornness seemed to be a Slaughter Key trait. Pitt fixed him with her best senior NCO glare.
Sub-lieutenant, with all due respect, until you command your own ship, you will serve with anyone your commander accepts and treat your fellow crew members with the respect due them as your shipmates. Or you are not worthy of a commission, whether he is or not.
His jaw dropped a little. Clearly, that thought had never occurred to him.
You're not one of us.
I am not in your chain of command, no. But I suggest you consider how your chain of command will regard this breach of discipline.
However your commanders may regard this unfortunate individual...
Pitt glanced down at Hal, who was now moving a little.
They are unlikely to agree that you had a right to corner him in the corridor and assault him. Discipline, not self-righteous, self-indulgent rage, is what enables military success, ladies and gentlemen.
That was almost word for word the lecture she had gotten as a youngster. One time when she and her fellow privates had ganged up on the fellow they suspected of being the barracks thief.
What's going on here?
Pitt recognized the tone of reinforcements with some relief. She didn't take her eyes off the group in case they bolted.
We need a Slaughter Key Space Force medical team and shore patrol from the following ships.
She read the names off.
Trouble?
But whoever it was called for assistance. Then he came up beside her and looked down at Hal. He was also in Slaughter Key colors, and also had a Bailey's Reef ship patch and as many hash marks on his sleeve as Pitt. He glared at the nearest Slaughter Key sub-lieutenant.
Well, this is a fine mess. Tell me you had nothing to do with this.
But the bruised knuckles told their own tale.
Captain Angard is going to have your hide. You know what she said at orders this morning.
I was just so angry. After all he did... And they weren't even going to do anything about it.
With all due respect, sir, you were just so effing stupid. Excuse my language, Master Sergeant.
I've used worse.
I've called for medics and shore patrol. Captain says she's on the way.
The sub-lieutenant looked scared now. Behind him, down the corridor, a unit of the Slaughter Key Shore Patrol jogged around a bend, their armbands bright.